Let us pray. Creator, sustainer, the land is resurrecting yet again, and we stretch and we shake off the cold and we dance beneath the cherry tree and the redbud. Truly, you make us lie down in green meadows, and beside the still waters you lead us. We thank you for all your physical and spiritual food that sustains us humans, who are but one part of your creation. We thank you for the generous grace of food, clean water, air, and the companionship of all creation that continue on despite the disrespect and the greed that we too often show. Lead us to set aside greed, fear, and endless dissatisfaction. Lead us to a resurrection of relationship with the earth, a relationship of gratitude and awe for the life that we share. May we give thanks to God for all those who walk with us, comforting those who mourn, accompanying those who struggle. They are standing in Jesus' spirit. They fill our hearts with song, even in the midst of grief or fear. We give thanks for the many caregivers in our lives, especially those who care for our children and our elders. We give thanks for our healthcare system and all who work in it, healing our bodies. We give thanks to you, God, for teachers, librarians who nourish the mind, for singers and ministers and pastors of all kinds who feed the spirit. We pray especially today for the health of body, mind, and spirit of those who need it most, and pray also for all those who accompany others through times of shadow. In this community today, we pray for the Lemon family, for Marg Porteous, for Linda Dawn Pettigrew's sister, Barbara, for Isabel Lewis, mother of John Lewis, for Deborah Kunkel, sister of Lois, as she starts her chemotherapy for breast cancer. And we pray for others who we name now, silently or aloud. We give thanks for all who take up the struggle, sometimes laying down their lives. May we pray for those at the front lines of the continuing Arab Spring, particularly those facing enormous violence in Syria. From the Amazon to Cambodia, we pray for all engaged in civil disobedience to protect the earth from logging, mining, and oil spills. Closer to home, we offer prayers, Creator, for yesterday's Right Relations Walk at Six Nations in Caledonia. We pray for the organizers of the upcoming Toronto Truth and Reconciliation Commission event. We pray for the many survivors of the Indian residential school system who have given or will give their testimony at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission between now and July. Give them the courage to speak their truth. Give us ears to hear their resurrection story and to change our broken relationship. We pray for the cross-Canada visit of the Yinka Dene, who are challenging us to hear their opposition to the proposed pipeline across their traditional territories. May we have the courage to hear all of these stories, to challenge ourselves and commit to working on life-giving change through your resurrection spirit. We give thanks for all who inspire us to move past fear, for all who embody a spirit of defiant resurrection. Silently or aloud, we pray now for communities and people who bring hope to death-dealing struggles. We know nothing can shake us, that you will not forsake us. God restores our souls. She rights our wrongs. She leads us in a path of good things and fills our heart with songs. May we move through shadow to joyful resistance and to gratitude for life. We join now with our sisters and brothers in Eritrea and Ethiopia who know what it is to walk through shadow on the way to liberation. Please join me in the ecumenical prayer printed in the bulletin. Spirit of the living God, we give you thanks that in your resurrection from the dead, we are also raised from our mortal lives with you, the giver of abundant life. You appear before us as you appeared to your disciples. Breathe in us your Holy Spirit, so we can go out and be your witnesses, filled with peace, joy, and love. Glory be to our mother and daughter, and to the Holy of Holies, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.